Best Energy with naturopath and medical intuitive Dr. Rita Louise. We have learned from Einstein's theories that matter and energy are one. Physicists believe that all systems in nature have their own particular way of vibrating. From the swing of a pendulum to the waves in the ocean to the light that brightens the sky each day, each of these oscillates at its own unique rate. In the same way, things such as rocks and minerals vibrate very slowly and at speeds that are imperceptible to us. Living things such as plants, animals, and man vibrate faster and appear to be alive. The same holds true for every thought, feeling, event, or word we speak. Each has its own frequency or rate of vibration. What many of us don't realize is if we take everything in our own universe down to its simplest form, it is all just energy. Join Dr. Rita as she explores questions such as, what are we made of? Why do we get sick? How can I live a more balanced and whole life? Call in and talk to her and her thought-provoking guests. Send us your questions and get the help you need to move beyond any obstacles or challenges that may be affecting your life, right from the source. So stay tuned and explore your possibilities.
Hi, and welcome to Just Energy Radio. I'm Dr. Rita Louise, and we have a special show for you tonight. We're broadcasting live from the Quality Inn in lovely downtown Dallas on the eve of the 2007 Paranormal Texas Paranormal Conference hosted by Metroplex Paranormal Investigations. And I'm co-hosted here tonight by my buddy Jerry Pippin from jerrypippin.com.
You know, we're getting to do a habit with this. You know, first it was Roswell in July, and now Dallas in September. What next?
I don't know, but we get to sit right next to each other, so it's always fun.
We're actually sharing a microphone tonight.
We're sharing a mic. Ooh.
And we're glad to have you on our website, and we also have the program tomorrow be available on iPodShows.net as well. So.
Excellent.
It's always a pleasure to work with you.
Well, and, it's always fun having you, Jerry.
And here we are.
And no selfless plugs tonight.
Yeah. And the Quality Inn right down the street from the Mart. I mean, what more? This is living, right?
This is it. So tonight we're doing a show all about ghost hunting. And it's going to be kind of a round table. We have the founders of three of the largest paranormal groups from the Texas area. First up is Vicki Isaacs, founder of Metroplex Paranormal Investigations, who is the host and founder of this conference. And let me just tell you a little bit about Vicki. Vicki Isaacs founded the Metroplex Paranormal Investigations in June of 2001 to investigate and document claims of paranormal activity in North Texas. Vicki became interested in ghost hunting and the paranormal as a young child. After the passing of some close family members, she became fascinated with the concept of the afterlife, which led her to begin working as a paranormal investigator. Vicki has been interviewed by the Jerry Pippin Show. Hey, that's you.
Oh, yeah. In fact, the first time we met Vicki was in Jefferson, Texas.
That's right.
And that show's available on iPodShows.net anytime.
I love you, Jerry.
Vicki's plugs in.
That's right.
Have you noticed?
Yes. The Ranch, Dallas Morning News, and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. She's appeared on NBC News and The Why Guy. She also teaches classes on ghost hunting and paranormal investigations. And if you want more information, it's metroplexparanormalinvestigations.com.
Yeah, you've got to get it right. You
know, that's right.
On the web, you have to have everything just right.
Right. Next, we have Pete Havlund, founder of Lone Star Spirits. Lone Star Spirits work has been documented in several books, magazines, and local and national television shows, along with local, national, and internet radio interviews since 1997. Pete has over 20-plus years experience in the field of paranormal investigations, with 10 of those years being with Lone Star, and has continued to develop equipment along with techniques to help their clientele while focusing down on the evidence gathering of investigation. Pete has been an American Ghost Hunter Society rep for Texas since 1998, and he's from LoneStarSpirit.org. And last but not least, we have Wendell Ferguson, founder of Paranormal Investigations of North Texas. While stationed in Hawaii in 1980, Wendell became interested in the paranormal since one of the buildings he worked in was considered haunted. He has lived in several base housing units that had paranormal activity. Wendell has done investigations in Hawaii, Colorado, Oklahoma, Alabama, and Texas, and is the founder of Paranormal Investigations of North Texas. He's also one of the North Texas area reps of the American Ghost Society and a contributor to New Ghost Hunters Guidebook. And he's from www.hauntedtexasonline. Hi, everybody, and thanks for coming on the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jerry.
How you doing?
So, Jerry, since I just kept talking, why don't you go ahead and start and ask the first question?
Well, you were doing such a good job. I was feeling a little left out, but at the same time, you did a great job.
Thank you.
Pete, first of all, North Texas, ghost in East Texas and down around the Gulf and up here?
Actually, they're pretty much prevalent all over the place.
Yeah, they're just everywhere you go.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
I've always wondered about that. You know, it seems to me the Deep South has lots of ghost stories, but maybe they're everywhere. I guess you are right. All right. You know, we talk about New York City, they got lots of ghosts. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they make more ghosts over there every day.
What do you think the story is of ghost exactly?
My personal opinion, I think that it's several different things, actually. Either we can make our own ghosts through psychokinetic energy, you know, poltergeist activity.
Are you saying we can create a ghost, we go into a place and we think a ghost and it shows up? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that if you're wanting to see a ghost and under the right circumstances that you can actually see one. That really depends kind of on what's going on in your life, if your stressors and so, your stressor factors and so forth, to be able to have that happen. Also, I mean, there are spirits that are out there, intelligent spirits. They're not as how do I put the word? I can actually speak, and I was speaking before, and Rita was telling me to
Well, you were doing a pretty good job when I first met you.
Well, then why don't we pass it on to Wendell
he has a lot of experience with military ghosts. I'd like to hear about that. Are they different than civilian ghosts?
A little more orderly. No, I was actually wanting to comment on what you said a while ago about the whether there's more in certain regions
yes.
or not. Pete and I have talked about this quite a bit, actually, and I'm not really sure that there's more prevalent in the South. It's just that people are more willing to talk about it.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
And I think that we've got into whether it's a social, economic, or if it's a religious type of background that caused it. And what I've seen in a lot of areas that are real strong Protestant areas, you don't hear as many stories. But in areas that seem to be more Catholic or more like, say, New York City, where it's more diverse, you hear about it a lot more often. And I think it's more because people are more willing to talk about it.
I totally agree.
There's just not that stigma attached that you get into a lot of real Bible Belt Christian areas.
They just ignore them.
They pretend they don't exist, or they call them relatives and just call them a nut.
Vicki, we talked about this one time before. How did you get interested in ghost hunting?
Actually, my father got me interested simply because he used to scare me all the time. And then,
but by that you mean he jumped out of a closet or something?
Or he would make me put my bike around to the back of the house, you know, at 10 o'clock at night, and he would jump out and scare me.
So you're used to, I know you and I talked one night, and you sent me an email, and you said, I've got to go watch this movie. So you're a big fan of
right, I used to watch it with my dad.
Right?
Yeah, I used to watch them with my dad. And then in 98, when I had two close deaths, in the family, I really started to wonder.
How about you two guys? Movies, Hollywood, and that impact on ghosts, does that cause people to talk more about ghosts and see more ghosts? Or
I think it definitely brings it more out there, especially with a lot of the blockbusters like White Noise and so forth. Gets people interested in it. It sometimes brings people into the study. Sometimes you have more people going to the ghost tours and stuff like that. Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with it. Hollywood does have a sense of way of kind of skewing the actual, you know, the data and so forth. But, you know, it's Hollywood.
I think TV actually does more than the movies. Well, you have shows like Ghost Hunters and Most Haunted. And we hear a lot of people that just because they watch Derek Acora on Most Haunted think that's the way ghost hunting is supposed to be.
Well, let me ask a kind of technical question. I mean, because all of you founded different groups, and so I would assume because you know, you're controlling it. What do you see as the goal of ghost hunting? You know, what is you see as like what you're trying to do, and as far as like collecting evidence or trying to prove through the work that you're doing?
Good question. There's several schools of thought. My personal philosophy is we're more on the scientific side, and actually the less interface with the area that we can have, the better. The more we can have equipment and things like cameras, meters, et cetera, to monitor the environment, the better. We don't have any psychics on our team.
We're going to come back to that question.
Well, I know. I expected that. But, yeah, we're definitely more on the scientific side. But there is a place for Pete.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Oh, well, my team kind of is in the belief of that we use the technical aspect of it. We also do use mediumship, and we also look at the parapsychological reasons that a haunting happens.
So as far as, like, stress in the environment?
Stress in the environment, exactly. What's going on in the family unit. We also look at family dynamics. We look at, you know, what a medium brings into it. We use a medium as a tool. We don't use the medium as the investigation. So their job is to show up and just tell us what's going on, and we try to layer over the history as well as the technical data as well as you know, parapsychological things.
You know, Vicki, when we were down in Jefferson and you're doing your ghost most haunted down in Texas, I was amazed at the technical things you use. I mean, you can measure voices, temperature. I'm kind of a neophyte in this. So, all three of you guys use these tools, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Right. So, yeah, Vicki. So, what kind of equipment would a ghost hunting team or use to, you know, document activity?
Digital and analog recorders to try to catch EVP. EMF meters. Some teams use Geiger counters.
Yeah.
We have a DVR system. The night shot camcorders.
Geiger counters. Are you saying that the ghosts have radiation?
That one I don't know because we don't use Geiger counters.
Yes. I'll take that one.
Okay.
Let the military guy talk about that.
Well, yeah, I'm saying I'm giving it over here.
Well, one of the theories behind that is radiation is just a form of energy, and if anything is going to interact in our environment, you have to obey the rules of this environment. In order to interact, you're going to change it. And what at least my group, and I know Pete's and Vicky's also, one of the reasons we use the equipment is to monitor the environment so we can detect any type of change from the normal that we've already established for that area.
Right. You always take baselines first.
Right.
And get your temperatures and get your EMF readings.
And just because something, well, we brought up EMF, just because there's an EMF spike, which is electromagnetic field, just because there's a spike, you need to determine why there was a spike, not just that it's different.
So if there's something like an ungrounded power line or electrical wire or the refrigerator or an alarm
clock. Yeah, you'll see them away. Big screen TVs being turned on. We'll set one off.
Phones will too.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we did an investigation.
So you could track a ghost, and all of a sudden you realize it's readable for a cell phone coming down from the balcony.
that's what I've heard.
Yeah,
that's what I've
heard. Right. Okay. Ooh. No, that's interesting. Temperature side. That's interesting too. It's always colder.
Well, not always. Sorry, I don't remember.
Well, then I guess it's your turn, Vicki. You're the temperature girl anyway.
Yeah, tell us.
How do you take that, calling you temperature girl?
I'm hot. I don't know.
Oh, here we go.
We believe that when an entity is drawing energy out of the atmosphere, it's getting colder, and you will get a cold spot.
So when you say cold, how cold is cold?
We don't really start looking at temperature drops until they're about 15 degrees colder than the base room temperature.
So are you talking about you walk into a room and there's a certain area in a room that's 15 degrees cooler than the rest of the room?
Right, but then you also have to check and see, you know, where the air conditioning
vents
are.
Yeah, by the air conditioning vent, obviously.
You know.
Yeah, one of the things that we use when we go into a house is we use a thermal imaging camera. and we will go in and look at the house and make sure that the walls themselves aren't there aren't thin walls. There's no breezes coming in. Bad wiring stuff shows up. If there's a spike in the wall from heat coming out, the thermal energy can show that too.
So I get the impression that if there's a group that's really not experienced, you know, and they just, you know, buy some cameras and some stuff and go in, that they can get all kinds of readings and find all kinds of activity just because.
Just look on the internet. Look on the internet. Well, You'll see thousands of
them. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got a story that we had a team email us, and they were concerned about an adding machine. They were getting high EMF readings with an adding machine.
It's
that was
a
turned
haunted
on.
Adding
and
machine.
That's exactly what they were saying.
Yeah,
they were haunted adding machine. And when I explained to them that, you know, it was on and the circuit was working and so forth and it was putting off EMF, that was news to them. So, yeah, I mean the teams that haven't had a lot of experience, they will pick up that stuff.
And we're still reported.
Yeah.
As being an actual haunted location when it's nothing more than natural causes.
And really, that's what's so bad about having... It's not bad to have a lot of groups out there.
It's bad to have a lot of bad groups.
it's bad when they're not checking every possible thing it could be besides paranormal activity, because honestly, it makes the rest of us look like idiots.
Do you guys think this is dangerous?
I've never been in a dangerous situation. 9 times out of 10, it's somebody running away from something and falling and hurting themselves and blaming it on a ghost.
Or running over.
Or somebody getting pinched. No.
Yeah.
Is that me or is the lights?
It's yeah. Haunted in here.
Oh, thank God.
No, we turned the light. I was turning my mind for effect while we were talking.
Oh,
about
okay.
However, it's radio, not TV.
I thought they were just going down by themselves.
You would know. You're psychic.
That does happen sometimes, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, it's been kind of funny. I'll have a guest come on the show, and we'll be talking about talking about my computer will just shut off, or I actually had a woman come on. We were talking about entities, and the volume on the mic just kept going down. And I would turn it up, and it would just down, and I'm like, my freaking machine is haunted, and it's never done it again.
Something with a personality, that's always good.
She just brought her entities, you know, into the show. Like,
speaking of personality and people, certain personalities come back and others don't, or what do you draw? I mean, not everybody's a ghost, right, after they pass to the other side, or am I wrong?
That's really hard. It's really hard to say. It seems like that so far that I've noticed is that either if a really gruesome death occurs and the person doesn't have an opportunity to go through the normal death process, it seems like those people are more prevalent to come out, whether that is through war or car accidents or untimely death in a hospital, so forth. So that's
do you buy into that? I've always
I do
that.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that to an extent, but
I mean, there are always attenuations.
Yeah, I think the vast majority, though, at least all of the experiences we've had, I'd say, of course, all statistics are made up. 97% of the cases we've had.
Where did you get that statistic from?
I made it up.
Oh.
I think they're most of them are residual hauntings.
That's true. I agree. Most of them are residual hauntings.
Very few intelligent hauntings.
But when they are intelligent, they're very fine. From a psychic point of view, Wendell.
I'll take your word for it.
Hey, even if they're intelligent, they could be unintelligent minds.
Is that true?
Is Rita the only one here that's psychic?
Yes.
I knew you were going to ask that question.
I'm not. I know that.
Okay.
And let me ask you directly, Wendell, since the other two people do use psychics, Why do you choose not to use a psychic as part of your group?
Now be gentle with Dr. Rita.
I'm going to duck.
I have a stick. I have a heavy mic stand.
I've heard this argument before, and it's getting ready to get deep in here. Go ahead.
The main reason I don't, like I said, our group is more scientific, and we're more interested in trying to prove that ghosts actually exist. And use a psychic, which is an unproven scientific method, or pseudo-scientific method, you're not going to get taken serious in the scientific community.
Okay, but if you're not using their evidence, then...
Then what's the use of having it?
For one thing, they help the homeowner.
But, you know, I'm going to just give you what's transpired in our group, because, you know, when we go into a location, it's like, I make sure I go and call. It's like, you guys talk over there, I don't want to know anything. And then I go around and do my thing, and in more cases than not, I'll communicate to the owner, you know, this is what I'm picking up.
And that's why I said a while ago that some cases they're okay, but the majority of people that have psychics, like going on a ghost tour, we have a bunch of people walking around with cameras like they're paparazzi, following Britney Spears on a tour.
Rita's an EMF meter for us, pretty much.
You're having a ghost tour tomorrow night.
Right.
Right. It's part of this whole conference you're having here at the Quality Inn in downtown Dallas. Got to plug in. Tickets still at the door.
Right? Correct. 1955 Market Center Boulevard.
you come as early as 9:30 and ride in a hearse.
That's very coolest limo hearse with like smoke and blue lights. It's really cool.
Disco ball.
And then about 11 o'clock, the speech starts.
Right.
And it goes to what, 5:30 or 6? Do we have a panel or something at the end?
At the end.
There's a round table at the end, and then at 7 o'clock all the tours will start.
So what are the tours? I mean, because I know that's a bonus feature for the conference.
After you finish with this plug, I want to ask you about the tours themselves. Not the particulars, but why tours? And how ghosts feel about people coming and touring and looking at ghosts. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, but it's too much. You're overloading her. So okay. What are the tours that come? Actually, what are the speakers, and then what are the tours that are part of the package?
Okay, well, we have Pete Haviland, Wendell Ferguson.
Every time she says my last name, that usually means I'm going to get hammered.
At least she didn't throw your middle name.
What is your middle name?
Mine?
Yeah.
Then you're really in trouble.
If I say that, does that mean I have to pick up dinner or something?
Maybe.
Yeah. That sounds good.
You're a volunteer, man.
It's James.
He's got some
no, well, there's nothing wrong with that. Gary's going to speak. Rita's going to speak.
I am? No.
You better. Marvina Meek, she's a medium, and she's going to do a giant word type audience reading for us. Bigfoot is out, unfortunately, so if anybody has bought tickets that's listening, the Bigfoot guy canceled.
Well, I'll mention Bigfoot.
But Jerry's going to step up a little bit.
We've done probably 100 shows on Bigfoot.
And then the tours after at the last.
Oh, and I need to mention that Robert Caruso is going to be our host.
And he's very cool.
Oh, I like Mr. C.
Then we're going to have a tour of the Dallas Heritage Village, 3 locations that are supposed to be haunted there. I don't remember the exact locations. They're on the website, though. And we're going to have a JFK assassination tour.
So we're going to, like, look for the ghost of JFK or Lee Harvey Oswald out on the grassy knoll?
Well, a lot of people have asked me, what does the JFK assassination tour have to do with the paranormal? And anytime there's high emotional energy, that is always a chance that you're going to pick up something paranormal.
Now you live here in Dallas. Any ghosts in the Texas Depository Building?
We've not ever investigated it.
Have you guys ever heard?
Never heard of any.
I haven't heard.
Haven't either.
Well, we're all in agreement.
But there would be high emotion there, too.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if there would be some type of residual haunting there because of what had happened. And especially since Oswald was killed before he could even tell his story. So it would make sense.
Okay, well, we need to take a quick break. I'm Dr. Rita Louise, and I'm here with Jerry Pippin from JerryPippin.com.
And we're having fun.
And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise, will return right after these messages.
Finally, there's a healing and ascension tool that delivers real results faster than you ever dreamed possible. Guaranteed.
Feel your body release those lingering physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual blockages. Sense a profound awakening to your next level of intuition and oneness with your higher self. Discover Archangel Metatron's Healing and Ascension CDs at AtlantisHealthCenters.com. Visit AtlantisHealthCenters.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rita Louise, the host of Just Energy Radio and the founder of the Institute of Applied Energetics. Start a new career today on the leading edge of alternative health and healing. The Institute of Applied Energetics can help you develop the specialized skills you need to work as an energy medicine practitioner, intuitive counselor, or professional medical intuitive. Besides our outstanding technical instruction, our programs also support you in creating and building a successful business in this rapidly growing field. Be a catalyst for changing the way healthcare is done around the world. Contact the Institute of Applied Energetics right away or visit AppliedEnergeticsInstitute.com. You can get a copy of Dr. Rita's latest book, Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4, by visiting www.soulhealer.com. Get your copy today.
Are you involved in a new relationship that seems too good to be true? You know, there is an easy way to find out who you're dealing with. For over a decade, AmericaFind has provided its customers with information to make faster, safer, and smarter relationship decisions. Their background check service is a quick and inexpensive way to feel more secure about all your personal and professional relationships. AmericaFind will empower you with all the resources you need to check an individual's background and credibility. So before you say, I do, or hire a new babysitter or nanny, call AmericaFind. Know what you're getting into before you invest your heart, your money, or your time. Call us toll-free at 888-256-2155, and in less than 30 minutes, we'll give you peace of mind. Let AmericaFind tell you the truth.
Move past the crossroads in your life and discover alternative solutions to your deepest concerns at SoulHealer.com. So whether it's a physical problem, an emotional issue, a question about work, or troubles in your relationships, naturopath and medical intuitive Dr. Rita Louise can help you. Bring peace, harmony, and health back into your life. Schedule a session today. Visit SoulHealer.com right away. Live the life you've been dreaming of.
Now back to Just Energy Radio with Dr. Rita Louise.
Hi, and welcome back to Just Energy Radio. I'm Dr. Rita Louise, and I'm here with Jerry Pippin from jerrypippin.com. And we're doing a roundtable about ghosts and ghost hunting with Vicki Isaacs, Pete Havlin, and Wendell Ferguson. And we're just having too much fun, Jerry, aren't we?
You know, this conference, I've been looking forward to it for a long time. And during the break, listening to everybody talk about their experiences, I think it's a good way to start this part of the show, if it's okay with you. How about poltergeists and ghosts playing ghost on you and throwing things?
Yeah, what's the weirdest thing that you've had happen during an investigation? I think that's the best way to put it.
Pete?
Me?
Yeah. You want Vicki to go first?
Yeah, go ahead, Vicki.
It's her conference.
It's her conference. I yield to you guys.
Ladies first.
Yes, ladies first.
Honestly, I think I'm too close-minded as far as letting something happen or believing.
But, you know, something that was reported to you by some of your really good members, other than being pinched.
I think that was a shameless plug for Dr. Rita.
There. I think so, too.
Well, I'm sitting next to Jerry. That shameless plug energy is rubbing off.
That's where the pinch comes from.
Now, at Jefferson, I know people were upstairs and they heard things and somebody tripped.
Just about everybody in the group has been touched at one time or another or have heard EVP with their ears instead of picking it up on their tape recorders. But I personally have not had an experience.
How about you, Pete? Anybody ever throw anything at you from the other side?
Actually, I've had an item thrown at me before. It was I was probably about 18 or 19 years old, and this is way before I had gotten with Lone Star. And,
you're sweet.
I was kind of looking for houses to start really getting into some investigative work. At that age, I really didn't know a whole lot about all the equipment stuff we were talking about. It was more of kind of interviewing and seeing if I can capture something on 35mm film. Met an older lady that I had heard through the grapevine that her house was haunted, and went over there. She was telling me that she always heard footsteps upstairs in her library. Became real good friends. I told her kind of what I wanted to do. And when she had told me that she was getting ready to move, kind of upset us both because, you know, I had been going over there for probably about a good week or two and hanging out at the house and trying to see what we could find. And when she had mentioned she was leaving, there was a noise upstairs in the library where she had always said that something was kind of walking around. So, of course, I ran upstairs. I'm kind of stupid that way. And when I turned the corner,
trip on your way up, you know, as it happens on the, you know, on every movie.
No. But next time I do run up the stairs, I'll make sure I do that, and Rita told me to do this.
Well, that's just how it always plays out. You're running really fast, you fall, they catch up, you get away, you know.
Yeah. No, it didn't happen this time. And
so you got up here. What happened?
I walked inside and turned the corner and got hit with a book. There was nobody in there. The way that the room was set up was kind of...
fall on your...
No, it was thrown at me. It was thrown straight at me. The room was a kind of rectangular. There was nothing but just books all along the walls. And it hit me after I believe the name of the book. And I swear to God, this isn't a setup for a punchline. It was Gone with the Wind. So God, picked it up. It was a paperback copy of it. And the only thing I could think of at the time was that, you know, we had become pretty good friends, and she was going to miss the friendship, and maybe she could have produced it to show me what I've been looking for. I have no clue. It never happened after that.
So the ghost itself was a woman?
No, the lady that I'd gone over.
Oh. Yeah. So more of a poltergeist.
Yeah, it was more of a poltergeist thing, I think.
So how about you, Wendell?
We've actually had a couple of things.
Well, that's pretty good on the scientific guy.
It is. And matter of fact, I think you have more things happen when you least expect it to happen. If you're expecting it, I don't know if it's like Vicky was saying, the negative energy or the anticipated energy. Or every time we've had something happen, it was usually during a break or a downtime, having fun and relaxing, something strange would happen. We have actually on tape at one location, we're all sitting around taking a break talking. And we'd had things happen out there in the past. We've had one member that got pushed and a few things like that. So we set up a beer can. No, we didn't drink it. It was already there. But we set up this beer can and set up the camera on it, so we'd keep an eye on it. As we were talking during our break, you could see the can rotate and then turn back. And it said shaking, and then it flew across.
The ghost was looking for a beer. It was empty, and he threw it away.
I think so.
He wanted a refill.
Probably, because it was an old west ghost town that we were at. But anyway, at that same location, we had it was about a 2-pound instrument sitting on a sawhorse next to a cell phone, a flashlight, and a digital recorder. And I walked outside to check out something, and I heard this loud crash, and three timbers came running out the doors. I'm trying to get back inside the door. But it took us a long time. Anyway, we found it across the room underneath the bench from where it had been. And the cell phone and the tape recorder were actually sitting on edge on the sawhorse, and they were still sitting there. But the heaviest instrument had been thrown all the way across the room. That was kind of interesting. I don't have it on tape or on videotape. I have it on audio tape.
Anything like that happen to you, Miss Psychic?
Actually, yeah. So, you know, now that you're kind of talking about this,
yeah, okay.
When I first moved to Texas, I was living in an apartment, and I had a ceramic poodle collection, okay, of 50s ceramic poodles. And, I mean, it was about $5,000 worth of poodles. I had over 200 figurines on these shelves that were on the wall, and it was those, you know, you put the bracket in the rails on the shelves. Well, I had them in my old house, made it through a 5-point-something earthquake, never fell down. They were securely up. Well, I came home one day from work, and it was four shelves. The two middle shelves were off the wall. They didn't fall down. One was on the sofa, which was like coffee table or end table sofa. One was like down. But the poodles that were still on the bottom shelf. Some were knocked over, but there were still ones on the bottom shelf. Well, there had been maintenance people in the apartment that day, so of course I blame them because there were people in the apartment. Half the poodles died that day. It was a very sad day. So, but I put the shelves back up, really made sure they were secure, set it back up. A couple of weeks later, 3 o'clock in the morning, I hear this, wham, go out. The two middle shelves, again, are off the wall, on the end table, and on the sofa, with poodle pieces everywhere.
So this ghost did not like poodle.
Well, actually, it was somebody kind of hexing on me, because I know who it was, because that's part of the psychic thing.
What about the ghosts? Are they probably victims of hexes? I mean, and they're trying to outlive this thing. In other words, we talked about the violent death of ghosts coming back. What are some other reasons you figure ghosts are still here?
Unfinished business is another one. I've had some cases of people seeing ghosts right after a family member had passed, and if there was like unsettling of a will, they would show up because of this one I'm thinking of in particular. They were fighting over the will. And the uncle showed up and was continually showing up at their houses. And I don't know if it was to wake them out or what, but once everybody saw that, they took it that, you know, the uncle was upset because of that, and it seemed like they weren't fighting after the will after that, and then they never saw him again. So I'm thinking it might be unfinished business on that end. I had another case that a lady had not been told about some jewelry when the aunt died. And the aunt showed up to show her where the jewelry was.
And, really?
Yeah. And she, in a dream, and went over there and it was there. So, you know, so unfinished business, I would probably say, is probably another one.
Do you have any commentary on it?
One that you hear about a lot is what I call the death appearance, where someone shortly after they died appears at a friend, a loved one's bedside, or in a lot of cases it seems like it's in dreams that they appear. But for example, a good friend of mine passed away a couple of years ago under some bad circumstances. But it was like 3 days later, both of us had a dream the same night, the identical dream, that he'd come to the house to tell us that he was okay.
But that's a very common occurrence, you know, and I think when you're in the dream state, it's kind of like the veil is thinner, because they'll communicate with you how they can.
Right.
You know, and so that's, hey, that was a psychic thing, Wendell.
Say, I didn't believe it. I just said I want you.
How about you, Vicki? Any comment about why ghosts come back, or people come back as ghosts?
Well, I agree that it's unfinished business, or unexpected death. I think the best chance of seeing a ghost is through a residual haunting, which is just energy stored up and replayed whenever.
Do you guys agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
That theory? How about you, Rita?
So, well, what is residual haunting? Because, you know, not everybody knows what that term would mean, because most people think, you know, there's this thing walking around, throwing stuff around, but, you know, there really is a big difference between active haunting and a residual haunting.
The residual, like Vicki was saying, is it's like a tape recorder. It's recorded and just plays itself back every once in a while.
You mean like the ghost is trapped in time and space?
Not really the ghost, but the energy of the event is.
It's like a routine, you know, if you live in a house and every night you hear footsteps going up, you know, up the steps, it's probably, if it's a residual haunting, it's just a routine that has been, it's the energy that's been recorded of somebody going up those steps, and the energy's being released. So it's not a real haunting.
But there's not intelligence to it.
Right. Correct. And it's what I would say, like I said earlier, about 97% of what we see are as a residual. And that's what's most commonly reported. And that's one reason when people will contact us to do an investigation is we'll have them start keeping a diary until we can come out there so we can try to develop if there is a pattern.
And that type of haunting, you might see something or hear something, but what if the energy that's there doesn't know you're around? It has no knowledge of you.
Do more than one person at a time, can they hear this residual haunting? Or, in other words, you have three people in a room and every night some steps, they go up the hall or whatever.
Well, we have clients all the time.
You have more than one witness.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how can you tell the difference between an act, from a technology point of view? How can you tell the difference between an active haunting and a residual haunting? Because it's just energy. It's just energy. Jerry, I gave myself a plug.
Well, iPodshows.com.
.net. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay.
You're older.
Oh. Yeah, but you're better looking.
I got a face made for radio.
Yes, you do. you could look at it this way. If you go upstairs and you hear footsteps on the landing, okay, and you see Great Aunt Meg, walking around upstairs, and she doesn't take your presence into mind at all. It's just you see her walking up and down. That's residual haunting. It's for some reason. Her walking in that area was imprinted in that area due to some type of experience that she was going through at that time to make that energy replay that moment. Now, that same scenario, and you walk upstairs, and you see Great Aunt Meg, and you go, hello, and she looks at you and goes, hey, that's an intelligent haunting, because she's looking at you, she's acknowledging your presence, and she's also reacting.
Okay, let me ask my question again, because that's like from a psychic place. You're putting a face on it, but from a technology place,
not necessarily a psychic.
Well,
if you're actually seeing an apparition, which is rare, and it interacts with you, that wouldn't be a psychic.
I beg to differ, but that's okay.
It's actually more of a parapsychological aspect.
Well, but
exactly.
But it's not something that is.
In this debate, you just want something that. Plus, maybe there must be heresy to a bunch of ghost hunters. But how do you know it's not figments of a person's imagination and they're not seeing anything?
If it's...
I've seen all kinds of things all my life. And I don't think I've ever saw anything.
Well, that's one of the reasons you use equipment.
Okay, good line.
Okay, well, we need a good break. I've got Rita Louise. This is Just Energy Radio. I'm here with Sherry Pippen. Hopefully we won't get a plug before we get to our next break, but we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise, will return right after these messages.
Stuck and unsure which way to turn on your path? Do you lack focus and direction in life? Do you feel something is missing? So what do you want? A better job? Your dream home? More money? Your ideal mate? Dakara has practical tools to assist you. Schedule a session today to get clear about what you truly desire to deliberately create the life you want. For more information, visit ManifestingConsultant.com or call toll-free 1-800-813-3877.
Start the year off right by visiting livinggrocery.com. Experience the miracle of real nutrition as it helps you to lose weight and improve your overall health. Don't mess with pills or capsules. We provide the highest quality, all-natural, organic foods that come ready to eat. And best of all, it's delivered straight to your door. Visit livinggrocery.com now and experience your own amazing transformation. Hi, I'm Dr. Rita Louise, the host of Just Energy Radio. There's no greater blessing in the world than your good health. Science is now showing that simply eating a high-quality diet doesn't provide us with all the nutrition we need. Doctors recommend we supplement our diets with products derived from whole food concentrates. And one of the most complete and nutritious whole foods found on the earth are little microscopic plants called marine phytoplankton, which can be found in a product called Frequency. I've been taking Frequency every day for about 6 months now, and I feel more energized and full of life. If you're ready to make a difference in your health, I encourage you to try Frequency and see what it can do for you. To learn more about Frequency and other amazing whole food natural products direct from Mother Nature, please visit productsforthesoul.com.
You want to host your own radio talk show? You provide the voice and the content. We do all the rest. www.innerstreamsradio.com for more information.
Are you in the middle of a messy divorce? Do you think your spouse is trying to hide money, possessions, or property from you? Call AmericaFine today. AmericaFine will give you an accurate picture of your spouse's assets. We can help you locate any hidden bank accounts, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or safety deposit boxes that have been concealed from you in the courts. The reality is, the court can only divide what it knows exists. Be smart and take control of your future. Make sure everything is put on the table before you step into the courtroom. Just call us today, toll free at 888-256-2155, and in less than 24 hours, we'll give you peace of mind. Let AmericaFine help you get the fair judgment you deserve.
Hi, I'm James Othayanchik, the Black Knight of Talk Radio. Listen to Dr. Rita's Soul Healer Moment live each third Sunday night of the month on Feet to the Fire. www.feettofire.com for more information. And now back to Just Energy Radio with Dr. Rita Louise.
And welcome back to Just Energy Radio. I'm Dr. Rita Louise, and we're here talking about ghosts. Me, Jerry, Vicki, Pete, and Wendell.
That's right, and we interrupted Pete. I asked the question, basically, how do you know it's just not your mind playing tricks? And the reason I asked that, Pete, is because it's happened to me, and it's happened to a lot of people. When they lose somebody through a violent death or whatever, they think they see them later.
Well, you know, that part of the question that you're asking me, we all go through the grieving process, okay? And the body itself goes through a state of stress through that grieving process. And given that, you know, that can also make us create our vision of our loved one while we're dealing with that. That doesn't necessarily mean what you're seeing is is not there. Psychokinetic energy expelled can create that. It also can create smells, can create visions, it can create anything else that is haunted, because energy is not destroyed. It just turns into a different thing. I forget the question you had asked me earlier before the break.
Well, basically, it was how do you know it's not just your imagination?
Right. Okay. And that has a lot to do with the interview process when you're talking with a client. If, for instance, what we usually do is if there's a whole house full of people that this is happening in, we take them into either separate rooms or we videotape the person separately and ask them what their experiences are. And if you've got a whole bunch of people experiencing the same thing roughly around the same time and so forth, then you have an event. If you've got one person seeing something, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's right or wrong. There could be other events triggering that off for them to see that. So then you go into and look at what is going on in their life, seeing if they're, and also actually testing to see if they are psychic as well, because there are a lot of untrained mediums out there that tend to bring things in, to bring people in.
So can people think that they're having, a ghost problem? And this is for Vicki. Do you think that they could think they're having a ghost problem, but it's really not a ghost problem?
Yes. We did an investigation. And it was a double-wide mobile home out in the country on acres of land. And we went in because they were hearing scratching on the walls. They had odd odors popping up, and they heard hissing. And we got out there, and there were rat droppings in the closet, and the sewer line pressure release would go off, and it would make a hissing noise. And so,
in other words, you found natural causes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Guys, how what kind of percentage of natural causes against things you just can't explain when you do an investigation? I mean, it's not a hard and fast rule, but maybe give it an idea. 70% natural things and 30% unexplained, or is it much?
I think it depends on how hard you look at it. We've had some that people have gone in and swore that the place was haunted, that there was 9 or 10 ghosts in a place. We went in with our EMF meters and some of our other equipment, and we started seeing, not only did we see high spikes, but we noticed the baseline for the EMS was way above normal, in the almost dangerous range. So we started doing some checking, got into the crawl space, and found it had unshielded aluminum wiring in it. And that's why it was sitting at 500 milligauss all the time.
Yeah.
And that causes not only hallucinations,
that's unsafe.
Yeah, it's very unsafe. It can cause tumors.
Yeah.
It does cause hallucinations. It can cause severe depression and other mental illnesses too, because it just wreaks havoc on your electrical system of the body.
So what about things like water under the property and ley lines? How does that figure into potential ghost activity? I mean, because that's kind of like the electrical lines, you know.
I won't address ley lines, but water, there's a lot of people in there, there's a lot of theories that water, along with, as we were talking earlier, granite and some other dense rocks are ways of absorbing or recording energy. And that's
quartz.
Right. And that's
well, granite has a lot of quartz in it.
And that's part of why they have the residual energy.
Have you guys ever investigated the idea of quartz around haunted places? It seems to be in UFO sightings, lots of quartz around, lots of times. Have you ever thought about that?
Actually, I usually wear a quartz crystal. Okay. Just because of the cleaning powers it's supposed to have, but that's more for health reasons.
Wait a second, I have a
that's
question.
That's metaphysical. Wendell, what are you doing?
Wear quartz, but you won't use a medium.
No, I won't.
That's about as metaphysical as it gets.
But it's not doing an investigation. That's personal belief, which I don't allow to interfere with my investigations.
Okay, so we're just going to change the subject.
I didn't say that.
But they're sitting too close.
I think he doesn't believe in ley lines. What do you think? Why don't someone explain to my audience what a ley line is? Anybody want to?
I yield to you, Doc.
I mean, from what I understand,
it's
faults in the earth or, you know, place the geomagnetics rest. And so there is an energy around it, similar to having water run under property, in which, you know, energy can follow along these faults in the earth. And so from a psychic point of view, I've been in places that have been on ley lines or have had water running under the property. And they have a group of transient spirits that come through because it's like they're on the highway, you know, and they just are kind of going through. And so they have weird, different activity. It's not Aunt Sue that's coming around or, you know, somebody that was connected to the house before. It's this ongoing procession of different things because they're on this highway. But it's kind of a similar energy to a bad electrical situation where it's creating an energy. Or they can grasp the energy or bring the energy in and then manifest because
of
it.
If you live close to power lines, you might get cancer, and also you might see more ghosts. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know about the power lines for electricity, but if you have like bad electrical wiring in your house, the ghosts can draw the energy from the electrical line and use it to manifest.
Yeah, typically when there are houses that do have like large power lines around them, the high electromagnetic field is not only unhealthy, but you have a high electromagnetic
magnetic field, that if you do have some ghostly activity, it's a great way for them to gather energy to do what they want to do or need to do. You got to look at it this way, that they don't have a body, so they got to create energy somehow, so they're going to pull it from electricity. I've heard that they pull it from water, people too. They'll pull energy from people, and they'll get whatever they need to do.
Well, great. Well, Jerry, we need to go to another break.
Just energy.
That's
the name of your show.
Anyway, I'm Dr. Louise. We're here with
JerryPippin.com.
With Jerry Pippin from JerryPippin.com. And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Reed Louise, will return right after these messages.
Are you getting your greens? Now you can have your greens and drink them too with Innerfood by Inner Health Botanicals. Innerfood promotes health and boosts energy with nature's finest superfoods. Innerfood is 70% organic and 100% natural without fillers and is a whole food product totally assimilated by the body. Innerfood is spirulina, chlorella, dulse, kelp, spinach, alfalfa, barley, wheatgrass, rosehip, beetroot, and much more in real amounts, not just a sprinkle to fill out an inflated but impotent list of ingredients. Just mix a tablespoon in your protein shake or in your favorite fruit juice and you are good to go and go and go. Other greens on the shelf typically weigh 300 grams and sell for between $35 and $70. Innerfood is a full 400 grams, 33% more, for $39.95 plus shipping. Simply go to our website, innerstreamsradio.com, and click on any InnerHealth Botanical banner and you're ready to order. Or call 866-762-9238 and be sure to mention you heard them on InnerStreams Radio. Innerfood, building health from the inside out. Most people think of addictions relating to drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. However, obsessive-compulsive actions taken to excessive levels have the same biochemical goal. They stimulate the creation of natural feel-good hormones, but at a cost that causes more harm in the long run. And prescribed drugs are often many times more dangerous and addictive than the symptoms they aim to treat. AddictionSupplements.com have proven supplements that supply the brain with the nutrients it needs to naturally rebalance the biochemical system, which is the real cure for the real cause. AddictionSupplements.com has cutting-edge supplements designed by real science and real doctors, such as Dr. Charles Gant, MD. Interested in turning your life around? Point your browser to AddictionSupplements.com.
Hello, how can I confuse the hell out of you with complex rate offers and rip you off for some more money?
Huh? I was calling to see how I could save money.
Get real. This is a corporation whose sole purpose is to make money on you, not save money for you.
Some phone companies bury their profits in complex savings plans. Others charge you flat rates for unlimited calls and then bank on you using less minutes, which ends up increasing your real price per minute cost. And if you use more minutes than they deem customary, you may be moved up to a higher rate. The solution is Invincible Phone Cards. From our website, you simply enter where you're calling from and where you're calling to. In seconds, there's a comprehensive, easy-to-read comparative chart empowering you to choose your real savings. You pay what you see, and you see what you save. In minutes after payments, you get your toll-free access and PIN numbers in your email. www.invphone.com. Invincible Phone Savings with Invincible Phone Cards. invphone.com.
70 million Americans suffer from sleep deficit. I'm James Athayanchik, the Black Knight of Talk Radio, and I'd like to tell you about Earth Pulse Magnetic Field Supplementation. While using the Earth Pulse device, I found that I drifted off to sleep faster, I slept deeper, and I woke up more refreshed, and it does much, much more. Call them right now at 888-211-7888, or check out their website at www.earthpulse.net.
But wait, there's more. When you buy a new digitally programmed Earth Pulse version 4 magnetic supplementation device and use the special Feet to the Fire coupon code F2F, you'll receive an instant $50 savings. No rebates to get lost in the mail. Just $50 more in your pocket on your way to better health.
888-211-7888. Or check out their website at earthpulse.net and use the special Feet to the Fire coupon code F2F. Earth Pulse. Deeper, more restful sleep, or your money back.
You are listening to Inner Streams Radio. Streaming from the insights out.
Just Energy Radio with Dr. Rita Louise. What am I made of? Why do I get sick? How can I live a more balanced and whole life? These are just a few of the questions that will be explored tonight by your host, naturopath, medical intuitive, and clairvoyant Dr. Rita Louise. Call in and talk to Dr. Rita and her thought-provoking guests. Get the help you need to move beyond any obstacle or challenges affecting your life right from the source. And now back to Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise.
Oh, okay.
Hi, and welcome back to the second hour of Just Energy Radio. I'm Dr. Rita Louise, and I'm here tonight with my good friend, Jerry Pippin from jerrypippin.com. See, I got that out before you did. Hey,
yeah,
Jerry.
I appreciate that. Always nice to have a plug, Rita.
That's right.
You know, this Dallas conference here, Vicki Isaacs evidently has had this several years. Is that right, Vicki?
This is his second year.
Okay. Well, that's several years, 2 years.
2 years.
People can still come tomorrow and pay at the door. Is that right?
That's correct. And we have a payment level, activity level for everybody. It's not just a straight $50 anymore to get a ticket. If you want to do...
Can you hear just a certain speaker, or do you have...
You can come in if you want to just hear the speakers and get a ticket for that. If you want to go to one of the tours and hear the speakers, you can get a ticket for that. If you want to come and hear the speakers and do both of the tours, we still have seats available for that also.
So cool. You can pick and choose what you want to do and have lots of fun. And hang out with us. That's priceless.
What is it, 1955? Is that the address here?
1955 Market Center Boulevard.
Because we're here at the Quality Inn.
Notice how we get all these plugs in, right up front.
At the Dallas Market Center.
JerryPippin.com.
Yes. There you go.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Lungsforspirits.org, right?
Okay, yeah. So let me introduce our panel again. So we have Vicki Isaacs, founder of Metroplex Paranormal Investigations, www.metroplexparanormalinvestigations.com. So if you want information about conference, that's where you go. We have Pete Havlin, founder of Lone Star Spirits, lonestarspirits.org, and Wendell Ferguson, founder of Paranormal Investigations of North Texas, www.hauntedtexasonline.com.
I'm very interested in the fact, Rita, that all three of these people use scientific measurement units one way or the other, and we'll get into the recording of the actual voices in a minute. But a general question, is this equipment that you use, is it on the market specifically for this, or is it something you guys find? I mean,
nothing we use is on the market for ghost hunting.
Even though some people market it that way.
Well, yes. That's true.
That's true.
I mean, I was just curious from a marketing standpoint. I mean, it looked like it'd be pretty limited in ghost hunting groups. I wonder how many there are in the country, 250, 300?
There's probably 250 in Dallas alone.
Probably.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Oh, yeah. They pop up every day.
Every time Derek Acora screams and another one shows up.
How about down in Houston? About the same thing?
Yeah, there's a lot of them down here in Houston as well.
Well, that's interesting. See, I didn't know there would be that many ghost groups.
Well, see, I think it would be interesting if, like, someone that was a really smart marketer, they could take, like, a little Instamatic 35-millimeter, you know, little box camera. And
they already do that. They
and put a ghost on it. Get out of here. Yeah, $50.
Yeah,
swear to God, they have it on eBay.
Do a search on eBay on haunted Ouija boards.
With the advent of the digital camera, more ghosts showing up.
When digital cameras first came out, there was a problem with pixelation for the CCD, and then everybody that had a camera that had the pixelation problem was finding these voids on the pictures, and then those became orbs. And then, well, I just started it.
Yeah, so let's just back up and go, what's an orb?
Please. Oh, my God.
There is a picture of President Bush on his last TV speech with a UFO ET behind him. I don't know if you've seen it on the Internet or not, but that's probably just A, somebody using Photoshop, or B,
something to do with the camera.
It also might be one of his advisors, the Great Gazoo.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, how do you know?
I'm sorry about
just
that.
Not an anomaly is something to do with the camera.
Yeah,
I have a very, very good friend out in Arizona. She believes every picture she takes has got an orb in it, and she thinks it's an orb. It can't be that many orbs, or are they everywhere?
There are some instances that you won't be able to explain what it is, okay? But more so, it's more operator error. Sometimes it's even, if you're using 35-millimeter cameras, it is developmental error. Flash reflections is a big one.
Dust is huge.
Dust is huge, especially if you're going out to a lot of places, a lot of large historical places. I'm not going to mention the name. But, if you don't have set controls to get rid of that, like dust, like going in there and closing off windows and putting up stuff to cover mirrors and all reflective surfaces, then you're going to get false anomalies like that.
I remember one time somebody was running around with their camera going, look, I got this, ectoplasm, and they were like, woo, woo, woo. And it turned out to be the smoke from their cigarette.
Camera straps are pretty good, too.
Yeah, they are. Vortexes.
Vortexes, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you guys find that comes up, even with your own investigators sometimes?
Not anymore, no.
No, not
pretty
not.
Well have been able to eliminate.
Yeah, that was probably everybody when they first start.
And that goes back to, I think, the TV and the movies that you see. I blame a lot of it on instant gratification. People want to say that they're not wasting their time, so anything they see that's not a pristine photograph is a spirit in it.
When you go to a haunted house, how long do you normally have to wait to see a ghost?
That's another
great
question.
You might not ever see
a better question to ask is, who here has seen a real apparition?
With the physical eyes,
yes.
Or with the mind's eye?
Physical.
With the physical eye, you're talking about something coming down the hall.
Right. So between the
I've seen just the a three shadow of us, out of the corner of my eye.
You really?
30, mm-hmm. 40 years experience?
The shadow knows.
I thought it was a cat at a house that we went to, and I was getting odd temperature readings. So I had been sitting in the bedroom where the former homeowner had died. And the cat, there was a black cat laying on the bed, and I was starting to get odd temperature readings. So I thought, well, my thermometer is not working correctly. So I shut the cat up in the room and started walking down the hall, and on my way back towards the bedroom door, something flew past me, a dark shadow flew past me, and I thought it was a cat. And I said, damn cat. And I go to the bedroom door, and it's still closed. And I open it, and the cat's still laying on the bed.
And, she never has anything happen to her.
Okay,
never.
That one time. I forgot.
Well, sometimes that paranormal event can be just a shadow, or it can be just that anomalous event on some equipment. It doesn't necessarily have to be that it's the apparition that you see. It's all just, it really depends on what you're looking for and what you'll accept.
And your perception of what's going on.
Exactly, your perception of what's going on.
In other words, if you're a group of four, five, or six, and you're out looking for something, if all of you have a predetermined idea of what you want to see, you might see it.
That's why you need to be open-minded,
I think. My group, there's usually only myself and my case manager know the history of a location when we go
in.
We don't really talk about it ahead of time.
Nobody knows except for us two.
Yeah, and that's for data integrity. So when so everything that comes back to you, you have something to go back at and look at, see if it is real or not.
I had a woman on one time who used to go to graveyards,
Confederate graveyards, basically in the Civil War. And she swears that she saw an apparition of a soldier on a horse coming through the graveyard. Do you guys ever see any evidence of ghost with other things, like smoking a cigarette, carrying a gun? You know what I mean? In other words,
that's residual to me.
It all really depends on, too, if you're dealing with something that's intelligent. It's the way it wants to present itself.
I mean, in other words,
I can see the Confederate soldier coming back, but I can't see his horse coming back.
Well, I...
Okay, Rita can.
I can. My dog passed away a few years ago, and, you know, everyone in our house is very sensitive, and everyone was making comments about she would come out the back door and go to this one little patch of grass that was where she would tingle.
Yeah.
And so she would just go over there and do her little business. And so finally I just said to her, it's like, you know, you're dead, and so you don't need to pee anymore.
How about animal ghosts, guys? Like a haunted lion or tiger or something.
Or dogs or cats.
Cats, any stories like that?
Yeah, actually, my next-door neighbor, where my parents live, we heard the bell on his cat that had been put down. And so, I mean, I didn't see anything, but I heard it. And mm-hmm. So
always think of the headless horseman riding down the trail, you know, on the horse and whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did hear what a dog growl when I was at my computer. That was pretty.
So what do you think about all those TV shows, you know, like Ghost Hunters and like Celebrity Ghosts or what? I mean, you know, there's so many of them now.
They're entertainment.
You know, come on. I mean, one, do you think they're real at all? And do you think they actually show anything? Do they provide any benefit for people to understand what that is? I mean, I know there's a couple of them that in every room they walk into, somebody's screaming, and I'm like, okay. Just an opinion. You guys are professionals. I would just like to know.
Well, you know, if it's anything that would get somebody interested in the paranormal, then they take that as a starting point and develop it into something that will help them study. I don't have a problem with that. It's the people that go out there and try to emulate the TV show and don't know that instead of going out to a place that it takes more than 1 hour and a couple of shots to get something. I mean, sometimes you're out there for 2 or 3 months. I mean, that's the only thing I really got against shows, that it's not realistic. It's entertainment. You know, sometimes, you know, they get something that's halfway decent. Sometimes it's not. They don't, but, you know.
And that's the bottom line, Pete. It is entertainment. I think they may, like, there's a couple of groups that are quite famous that are, I believe they're a good group on their own, but on the TV show, it is entertainment. They wouldn't
have
a show.
Right, and they're getting paid to do it now.
Right. But there's also...
The whole scene, in your opinion?
Corrupt, maybe not. It does water it down, though. I think we end up getting a lot of groups and people that have watched one too many Most Haunteds and think that's the way investigations really should be, and that's the way they conduct their investigations. And sadly, they get a lot of publicity doing that.
You know, Rita, you might get in on this one, too. The media's effect on ghosts, if you only watch... horror movies and things, all ghosts are horrible. They're up to no good. They're evil, usually. And every time I do a ghost show or paranormal show, most people, they don't seem like they've ever been in danger.
I mean, I've never been in danger, but I'll tell you a little secret.
I got a horrible ghost story to tell you, too.
Well, I mean, there have been a number of places that we've gone into, and Metroplex Paranormal Investigations, the host of the 2007 Texas Paranormal Conference
a heck of a
in Dallas, Texas.
Are you talking about the Vicki Isaacs?
That one.
That you can see at JoePippin.com.
That's right. you know, the group likes to go into rooms and leave all the lights off, and they'll be like, Rita, come over here, and I'll walk in, and I'm turning all the lights on, you know, at least some of them. And they're like, why are you turning the lights off? Isn't it better with the lights off? And I'm like, just because I see ghosts doesn't mean that I'm not a chicken shit.
So basically...
Edit here.
It's internet radio. I can say it.
Yeah, on JerryPippin.com, we're normally family values, but hey, it just went out the window.
We have now gone to a darker version.
Yes.
But it's true.
What I'm getting at is, are ghosts inherently evil, or are they neutral, or are they good, or are they a mixture?
They're a mixture. I mean, we went to this.
If you're a butthead in person, you're going to be a butthead as a ghost, most likely. So.
I mean, it's embodied personality, so the way they were in life, they're going to be in death.
And that's why you always want your interview. You always want to know the personality of the person that could be possibly haunting, so you can match up the personality of that person to the experiences that you're having at the house to see if it even is the same person.
Well, see, the thing I think about every time I do a paranormal show are two things. First of all, if I were a victim of a violent crime and people come back as ghosts, I'd go get that guy. Or that girl, or whoever did something to me.
Kind of like Ghost the movie?
I do it. I mean, and evidently, I never hear anything like that happening. Have you guys ever?
But no, it's not that way. Because usually, I mean, in my experience, it's like if the person was an alcoholic in life, it's like they will run that kind of energy. They will seem like someone that has an abuse issue. If they were a batterer or just a jerk, it's like they come back and hang around, and they're still the same person. I mean, they're still a jerk. But if they were a nice person, they were murdered, if they were the victim
That's
of a murder, it's like they're still a nice guy.
Well,
Jerry,
I don't think you'll let them get away with it.
But
that's one of the reasons why you bring a medium in. If you determine that you have something actually that is intelligent there, you bring the medium in to work out those issues. If they want to say, you know, Bob Smith killed me, then that's going
to
be their message.
I mean,
it
looks to me, if they're really ghosts and they're really around all the time, there wouldn't be any problem solving any murders.
You know, there are some that
all the victims just tell.
But there are some times that a person or a ghost will present themselves as either the moments up to a death, the death itself, or the aftermath, depending on what they want to try to get across.
Well, and you know, my experience has been, it's like, especially if it's residual, is that if there was something that they did all the time, you know, if they stayed in the kitchen all the time, like if it's a woman and she's cooking and doing stuff like that, her energy will be in and around the kitchen. It won't, like, wander around and do other stuff. Ooh, they got little secrets going on over there. Okay, now we want to know.
We just heard Pete say we don't want to say that. I wonder what it was.
You're going to have to give out your email for that one for the hate mail.
Come on, Wendell.
She said it, not me.
What?
About the woman being in the kitchen.
Was I having a psychic moment
on
you?
Give all
you were
hate
having
mail
a chauvinistic moment, is what they're saying. Women in the kitchen.
Well, excuse me. But,
well, I guess you're just...
At JerryPippin.com.
I don't know what to say. You just stereotype everyone, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, but you know...
I know what you're saying.
But if you think about it, when you go into most locations, it's like the energy is usually older. And so, like, if you're dealing with someone that is from, and I'll say, baby boomers, they're not gonna be necessarily in the kitchen.
She scores.
But if it's older people, then... That is that possibility. You know, you get those 50 housewives, you know, and that's where they are.
Good thing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, you mentioned older, ghost towns. Ghost little towns. There's lots of little towns all across America where everybody's moved out for whatever reason, industry, whatever, business no longer there. Not all these towns are haunted. But many are. Why? I mean, or is that just a stereotype in the movies when you go to an old Western ghost town?
You know, you're going to have residual hauntings almost everywhere you go. Because wherever you have people, you're going to have something that is implanted somewhere, whether it's in the house, whether it's on the land, whatever the case may be. Now, if it's in a small town, you got to look at what's going on. What's significant about the town? Is it historical? Are they a town that's dying, that's trying to bring in money? That's always something to look at when you go to the small towns. And the reputation of what is out there in that town.
In other words, you're saying Sam Brown out here, he's the only guy left in this town, and a ghost tour might make him a little money if he can have a...
your ghost show. Is that what you're saying about them?
I did not say that about Sam Brown at all.
Okay.
I made a generic comment.
Okay.
I don't know, Mr. Brown.
But you can buy them on eBay and JerryPivot.com. Ghost in a box.
I'm just saying that with the ghost investigations that have been blossoming ever since Real TV, there are a lot of people out there that are in it for the wrong reason. Some people will open up bed and breakfasts that don't have anything going on and know that they can get another $25-$50 for a room because it's supposedly haunted. And ghost hunters that have high enthusiasm will go and pay these prices. And that's what I'm saying. It's becoming a more of a money. There's a lot of money to be gained by people that don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you do see a lot of places now that advertise as being haunted that
yes.
10 years ago wouldn't even think of it. They tried to hide the fact that they had things happening
don't
there.
Don't tell anybody you're haunted. Don't make them stay here. Now they're saying,
right.
Hey, this is a new market.
Exactly. It's a new market. This is a new market.
Well, that brings me up to a question. When people talk to you about doing an investigation, what percentage of these people have ulterior motives, you figure? I mean, you know, did things pan out 50% of the time, 30% of the time, 5% of the time?
It all depends on the evidence. It depends on when you the questioning of the people. It depends on what you find out. We go in with no preconceived notion of it being haunted or unhaunted. We just look at what they tell us. We set up our equipment, and we try to gather what we can, and we tell them what we find.
And we found, at least with our team, that a big portion of our job, if you will, is being a counselor more than investigator. It's just more, we get a lot of people where they have had a death in their family, friends, whatever, and it really, there's nothing going on. It's more them just wanting somebody to talk to. And a lot of times just reassurance that the person is gone from the physical world, but there is something to carry on afterwards.
So have you noticed or found that there could that I'm not sure how to even ask this. You know, if ghosts tend to be attached to individuals in the house, you know, it might be Aunt Sue that's, you know, following Mary around everywhere, or if they're more attached to the house or property, you know, is there a percentage difference? Did that make sense?
We personally haven't tried to put a percentage to that.
No,
but I would think, since most common hauntings are residual, that probably residual has a higher percentage than the traditional or the intelligent.
Do you think, and I'm just kind of putting out a speculative question, do you think that the more intelligent hauntings could be ones that are actually connected with a person in the house versus a residual energy in the house? And it's just a speculative question.
Well, I think the intelligent ones are trying to let you know maybe what's happened.
But that's attached to, connected to somebody in the house.
And have you ever had an experience where it was pretty obvious that the entity, the spirit is saying, hey, I'm all right over here or something, and giving a message to people?
To be perfectly honest, we don't counsel. That's why we take Rita with us. We run the equipment, and Rita tells them what she thinks is going on, and she helps them.
Yeah, see, well, yeah, we do some counseling as well. I'm also on
SoulHealer.com.
we kind of put that off on her while we're doing the scientific thing.
Now, as a clinical hypnotist, what are you saying? You bring them back to that experience and see if there's something there?
I sometimes do sessions of forensic hypnosis that I will take them back to the instance of what they say that they saw, and we will look at what they were thinking at that time, what they saw. I even have an artist that does a rendering of what they saw, and then we see if there's anything that that resembles that in past pictures that they have, if it's family members or so forth. We've done that. The dancing thing.
The dancing thing. It's an interesting subject, and we'll have to follow that up.
That's right. But I'm Dr. Rita Louise, and we're here with Jerry Pippin, and this is Just Energy Radio, jerrypippin.com. Got to get that in. And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise, will return right after these messages.
The International Association of Medical Intuitives is an organization dedicated to connecting you with professional medical intuitives from around the world. So if you're feeling ill and under the weather, or are looking to join a professional organization such as this, visit www.medicalintuitives.net. That's www.medical-intuitives.net.
Move past the crossroads in your life and discover alternative solutions to your deepest concerns at SoulHealer.com. So whether it's a physical problem, an emotional issue, a question about work, or troubles in your relationships, naturopath and medical intuitive Dr. Rita Louise can help you. Bring peace, harmony, and health back into your life. Schedule a session today. Visit SoulHealer.com right away and live the life you've been dreaming of.
Are you involved in a new relationship that seems too good to be true? You know, there is an easy way to find out who you're dealing with. For over a decade, AmericaFind has provided its customers with information to make faster, safer, and smarter relationship decisions. Their background check service is a quick and inexpensive way to feel more secure about all your personal and professional relationships. AmericaFind will empower you with all the resources you need to check an individual's background and credibility. So before you say, I do, or hire a new babysitter or nanny, call AmericaFind. Know what you're getting into before you invest your heart, your money, or your time. Call us toll-free at 888-256-2155, and in less than 30 minutes, we'll give you peace of mind. Let AmericaFind tell you the truth.
You can get a copy of Dr. Rita's latest book, Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4, by visiting www.soulhealer.com. Get your copy today. Hi, I'm Dr. Rita Louise, the host of Just Energy Radio and the founder of the Institute of Applied Energetics. Start a new career today on the leading edge of alternative health and healing. The Institute of Applied Energetics can help you develop the specialized skills you need to work as an energy medicine practitioner, intuitive counselor, or professional medical intuitive. Besides our outstanding technical instruction, our programs also support you in creating and building a successful business in this rapidly growing field. Be a catalyst for changing the way healthcare is done around the world. Contact the Institute of Applied Energetics right away or visit AppliedEnergeticsInstitute.com.
And now back to Just Energy Radio with Dr. Rita Louise.
Hello and welcome to Just Energy Radio. Now I have people making faces at me. I'm Dr. Rita Louise. We're here with JerryPippin.com. Jerry Pippin.
Right. By the way, I'm not the one making faces. I'm a big fan of yours, Rita, so I would never make a face. And during the break, we were talking about different things about apparitions and ghosts. And we alluded to smells and things earlier, but we really didn't follow up on that. I have two questions for these two, Pete.
We're in trouble.
And Wendola, first of all, on recording these voices, tell us a little bit about what that's all about.
Go ahead.
I mean, can you hear the voices yourself, or is it just on the mechanism itself that you record?
And, you know, every time they pick something up on the recorder, you know what it says?
What?
JerryPippin.com.
Right.
Come.
Seriously, do you record things and you don't hear it in person, but it's on?
We've actually had both, where we've recorded some things where we've had members of our group say they could hear singing, for example. And in one particular case, we had three people say they could hear singing. Somebody singing across the room couldn't. When we played the tapes back, you could actually hear the singing. And it was right where they said, "Do you hear that? I hear somebody singing."
I mean, I hear about, you know, haunted theaters and talking about singing, people actually singing and things like that.
This was actually in an old church that we picked that up at, and brought up an interesting thing. Or something I like talking about is theaters, because I don't think I've ever heard of a theater anywhere that doesn't have...
Yeah, there's always a ghost in there somewhere in a theater. If they don't have one, they make one real quick.
Right.
What about smells?
That was him. That wasn't me.
I didn't pull a smell.
Not from over there.
In other words...
Well, I mean, I've heard people talk about, you know, they smell like lilac, or they can smell a pipe, or...
That wasn't lilac.
Ponchos?
It was sweeter.
There are clairaudient episodes, as well as clairvoyant, clairsation, and so forth. I think it's sometimes I think if you're dealing with something intelligent, it really depends on what they want to get across, again.
So is there a, like, clairsmellovision thing?
Remember smellovision in the movies? I think William Castle, I think, was the producer that had that.
He did a lot of those. He also did that skeleton that was in the shocking chairs, too.
Right. You sit in a theater and you get shocked.
Yeah.
Rita's too young to remember any of that.
I'm older. I forgot about that.
Yeah, way before my time.
Smells always with ghosts, or rarely, or what?
You know, a manifestation is a manifestation, whether it's something that you hear, see, smell, touch, or taste. You can walk into a place and, you know, if it's a smell that you get, then that's still a manifestation, and it still can be of ghostly significance. So it really just depends on, you know, what, again, how the ghost wants to present itself. The smell could be something that's tied to the person. Could be, like, for instance, when my grandmother passed. And the day that I heard that she had passed, I walked downstairs, and there was a large smell of, it was floral, okay. Can't think of the flower right offhand. But it was floral in nature. And it happened to be her favorite flower. Didn't know it. Never had the smell in the house. Never used it. Could that be her way of telling me goodbye or letting me know something? Sure, it could be. It could have been anything else. But it just happened to be significant with the news, and then having that. Now, some people will ask you, did I project that? Did I want to smell it because I'm in the grieving process? I can't answer that as well. I just know that, you know, it's an experience that we all have, and you just kind of look at it and see how you want to look at it and how you want to investigate it.
Wendell, as a scientific person, you already said that you like to do scientific investigations. Is there some reason put forward on what... In other words, is there any scientific proof that there's somebody on the other side coming back? I mean, how would you present a paper saying we've investigated this and the phenomenon is real?
I'm glad you asked that. Actually, that's a good question.
Of a ghost existing.
I would say that people have come up with evidence that if properly presented...
Using scientific principles.
Yeah, using scientific principles, I believe people have come up with evidence that if presented properly would have to be taken a little more serious. The problem is people present evidence by saying, this place is haunted, here's why. And then they show a picture of an orb, and as soon as you do that, anybody that's semi-serious automatically blows off everything you say after that. They take you as a nut or whatever.
That's not what you called me.
Well, I know.
Well, let me ask a different question. So.
Well, let me finish.
Oh, okay.
Yes, if you were to present it properly, what you would do, or what we do, is say that this is the norm for this area. This is what we saw that is outside the norm. We can't explain why. You tell me what's wrong or what caused it. And that way the onus is back onto the skeptic or the scientific community to tell you what happened. You're not trying to tell them that it's haunted. And that's the biggest mistake most groups make, is saying, we found a ghost. No, you didn't. You found something that's anomalous for the environment.
That's interesting. Let me ask a slightly different question. In any given location, how many ghosts could possibly, or, you know, in stories you've heard about different locations, I mean, you know, you hear stories about, like, even in England, you know, they have these castles with ghosts all over. But, I mean, how many residents can you have, or, you know...
How many angels can dance on the head of a pin?
That's, well, but I mean, in...
I want what he's having.
But, I mean, in stories that you've heard, you know, I mean, like, I've been to... Well, I went to one place, and I found 15 different hotspots between inside the house and on the adjoining property. You know, but that seemed like a really astronomical number, you know. But on average, you know, is there one ghost? You know, can there be multiple ghosts? You know, if it's a bigger, older property, can it have multiple ghosts?
Why couldn't it be?
Well, I'm asking you from your experience.
Well, you're looking at different time frames. So then, if like, let's look at Gettysburg, for instance. What had happened there, not only was a huge energy drain, because you had brothers fighting brothers and all of that, but there had been a lot of other things that happened on that land as well. So you get kind of like what I call like an onion peeling effect. You can have several, you can have hundreds of things happening in the same place. And that's one of the hard parts about doing investigation, is actually finding out and trying to get through who is from what time era and who is doing what. And especially if it is an intelligent haunting and they're moving stuff around, you could have four and five things in the house running around, and they could be different from different time eras doing different things, and they could, it can look like one haunting, you know, from, and you could, it could look like a hundred hauntings.
Rita, in your 15 hot spots, were they aware of each other?
No, not at all. Well, no, not at all.
You don't think so? How about you guys? You thinking this peeling of the onion? You got a haunted house of different times of ghosts. I mean, are they aware?
I think if you're dealing with some, if this is, I'm going metaphysical.
I mean, it just seems like we're talking about time and space here, some sort of. And I don't know how.
I'm thinking that if you have a person that has crossed over, okay, and comes back, they would probably be aware of another person that has been crossed over and comes back. If you have a person that is stuck in a specific time and keeps replaying the event over and over, then I don't think they're going to be too absorbed in what they're trying to do to even notice anything else. And they're going to be in that little time frame of time, and there's no need for them to know that, because they're trying to still portray what happened to them.
I mean, you know, this conversation makes me think of that movie, The Others. You know, where there's the family and they have the housekeepers, but the housekeepers had died, you know, at the turn of the century, and they came in there, but they were actually ghosts. That, and there was a new family that came in, and the new family brought in a medium. You know, what do you think about that as, you know, kind of a possibility of what actually does happen in a haunting? I mean, because it seemed kind of real to me from my perspective.
Are you saying they are aware of each other, even though it's different times?
Well, I haven't really experienced where there has been a lot of recognition between, you know, different groups, but I could see where
you don't say, they don't wave, "Hello, Uncle John," from 1860, and they're from 1960.
Right.
Or do they?
But I have seen where some of them don't realize that they're dead, and so they're just like hanging out and doing.
Well, that's more common than anything when we do sometimes we do ghost counseling. What I call ghost counseling. Yeah, I know it sounds real. Yeah, you were joking with me earlier about them becoming Pizza Hut personnel or something like that. No. What we do, we have a clinical psychologist who works with us, and if we can find out that this entity is intelligent. And, you know, for instance, we worked a case one time that this person committed suicide. We were brought in because they were experiencing some things in the house. And the person that contacted us, it was their daughter that committed suicide. Through a medium, and this was after a couple of times going out there and documenting it through the data of the history, as well as the showing that it was something anomalous going on. in the atmosphere. Got him, brought a medium in. They contacted the spirit. The family member was there to confirm the information that was given through the medium. And they were asked specific questions through the doctor of counseling nature, and asked specific questions that the family member could are the only ones that they could confirm that it was them. When that happened, then we went ahead and tried to break the cycle of what was going on. And sometimes it takes a while, but once you get them to slow down enough to understand what had happened and get them to understand and come to peace with it, they passed on. And so, yeah, that was pretty cool. But I mean, that was one of the things I could think of as far as.
Well, in other words, are we saying that all of these ghosts that you guys have investigated, they're trapped or something? In other words, not everybody who turns out to be a ghost. I mean,
not all. It's just each case is different.
We have 300 billion people here on Earth. Why aren't there 300 billion ghosts?
Different circumstances different circumstances mean different things.
So let me ask this question. I mean, because I do a lot of work with entities, you know, attached entities in particular with my clients, which is similar to having a haunting, except they're interacting more with a person in particular. My experience is that some of them have crossed over and then come back just to be kind of a pain. Have you noticed that or experienced that in any of your investigations?
I don't think they have.
I guess that would be no.
No, metaphysical.
I slipped in that metaphysical. Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, well, then let me ask a different question.
Well, I have. I won't say to be a pain, but I.
Well, you kind of reluctant. Why?
Well, because every time I bring up anything that's even semi-metaphysical, and it turns back to our investigations, but it's not always they're mutually exclusive sometimes. We have had cases where it gave the appearance of what you would call visitation, I guess, where it appeared to be one of our clients' family members who had passed away rather suddenly. And it's been reported this person has been seen not only near their house or at their school, but in other states around family members. That just kind of sounds like what you were talking about. They're just not there to be a pain, though. More like just to be known. Yeah, just
right,
to let themselves.
But they've passed over.
Right.
You know, it's not like they're stuck.
Right. I call that
visitation. Being a pain. That's a much nicer way to say it. I'll have to, save that word. Which brings me to kind of, you know, this kind of just came through. Okay, so, I mean, I believe in, spirit guides, and I'll say angels. Shoot, there's the music, which means I can't ask my question.
I'm dying to know what about the angels. What you think?
They're on that
pit. Well, we need to go to a break. So I'm Dr. Rita Louise, and
I'm Jerry Pippin.
On TexasOutLive.com. JerryPippin.com.
And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise, will return right after these messages. Hi, I'm James Athayanchik, the Black Knight of Talk Radio. Listen to Dr. Rita's Soul Healer Moment live each third Sunday night of the month on Feet to the Fire. www.feet2fire.com for more information.
Are you in the middle of a messy divorce? Do you think your spouse is trying to hide money, possessions, or property from you? Call AmericaFine today. AmericaFine will give you an accurate picture of your spouse's assets. We can help you locate any hidden bank accounts, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or safety deposit boxes that have been concealed from you in the courts. The reality is, the court can only divide what it knows exists. Be smart and take control of your future. Make sure everything is put on the table before you step into the courtroom. Just call us today, toll free at 888-256-2155. And in less than 24 hours, we'll give you peace of mind. Let America Fine help you get the fair judgment you deserve.
Finally, there's a healing and ascension tool that delivers real results faster than you ever dreamed possible. Guaranteed. Feel your body release those lingering physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual blockages. Sense a profound awakening to your next level of intuition and oneness with your higher self. Discover Archangel Metatron's Healing and Ascension CDs at AtlantisHealthCenters.com. Visit AtlantisHealthCenters.com today.
You want to host your own radio talk show? You provide the voice and the content. We do all the rest. www.innerstreamsradio.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rita Louise, the host of Just Energy Radio. There's no greater blessing in the world than your good health. Science is now showing that simply eating a high-quality diet doesn't provide us with all the nutrition we need. Doctors recommend we supplement our diets with products derived from whole food concentrates. And one of the most complete and nutritious whole foods found on the earth are little microscopic plants called marine phytoplankton, which can be found in a product called Frequency. I've been taking Frequency every day for about 6 months now, and I feel more energized and full of life. If you're ready to make a difference in your health, I encourage you to try Frequency and see what it can do for you. To learn more about Frequency and other amazing whole food natural products direct from Mother Nature, please visit productsforthesoul.com. Start the year off right by visiting livinggrocery.com. Experience the miracle of real nutrition as it helps you to lose weight and improve your overall health. Don't mess with pills or capsules. We provide the highest quality, all-natural, organic foods that come ready to eat. And best of all, it's delivered straight to your door. Visit livinggrocery.com now and experience your own amazing transformation.
And now back to Just Energy Radio with Dr. Rita Louise.
Dr. Rita Louise.
And this is Jerry Pippin, and I'm glad to be on your show, and you're on my show.
That's right.
It's a simulcast.
That's right.
And this is second.
We have fun together.
Yeah, this is the second time we've done this. We did it in Roswell. Now we're here.
But this
in
is
Dallas.
In Dallas at the Quality Inn at the Dallas Market Center.
And all day Saturday, we will be here. Let us talk a little bit about the program, but before we get to the plug about what we're going to be doing tomorrow, and people can show up tomorrow at the door and buy tickets. You mentioned guardian angels.
We don't have time to go there.
You don't have to?
No. What about
Jerry? Spirit guides?
Come on, it's your favorite
part
of the show.
They can come to the conference and ask Dr.
Right,
Rita Louise all day long.
Well, actually,
what are you going to be talking about?
Actually, that's what I will be talking about. I will be talking about entities and ghosts and spirits and spirit guides and angels. Any being without a body. If you don't have a body, I will be talking about you.
Two courses of I ain't got no body to love. But anyway.
Oh, man.
Well, Jerry, you're speaking too, so what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the great UFO stories I've covered in my 45 years of broadcasting. And actually, I took that as a cue, and I actually start with the first UFO report 10,000 years ago. And it's reported on a cave,
yeah.
And we have several pictures of cave drawings, and I go through the biblical times and how they're describing what actually is happening with UFOs. And then I go all the way up to modern times, but before we get there, of course, we've got to cover some of the other things. A thing happened here in Texas in 1897. An extraterrestrial is buried right here in North Texas in a graveyard. And I'll give you directions on how to get there tomorrow and how it happened. It happened when the E.T. in 1897.
No, Jerry, save it for tomorrow. Come to the show and you can hear
Roswell,
the story.
Roswell, Area 51, the J-Rod, real E.T.'s talking. We got it all.
Got it all.
Can we trade him to New York?
That was A-Rod.
Oh, A-Rod.
Yeah.
So, Pete, what are you speaking on tomorrow?
I'm trying to work on speaking Chinese. No, I'll be speaking on using mediums as a tool.
You'll be on the stage, right?
Yes, yes, unless I'm placed under the stage after this. Yeah.
And Wendell?
But not using mediums in this. No, I'm really going to be talking about more the way the investigations are going in the future.
Can you kind of elaborate on that?
Technology or what?
Yeah, we're going to look at maybe go over the technology a little bit and also the theories and some of the equipment that we use and why we use it.
Cool. Sounds very interesting. Very interesting.
Well, it's going to be fun. Don't you think so?
I think it's going to be a blast. And there's still tickets available, and they're no longer available on the website, which is MetroplexParanormalInvestigations.com. But you can come down to the Quality Inn, Dallas Market Center, and get a ticket at the door. And if you get here early, you can get a Hearst limo ride.
And then they have a kind of a ghost town tour, or three different places.
And then the JFK, you get to go to the grassy knoll and see if you can pick up any leftover energy. Maybe you can find Kennedy.
Have you been down there?
I have.
Did you pick up anything? No, I mean, wait, let's be fair.
Oh, this is going down.
No, I was walking, so it was kind of hard.
The program's almost over.
Well, you know, it was interesting because I was walking around kind of with my antenna up, and where I actually felt more energy was at the memorial, at the JFK Memorial. I walked by there, and I was just a little nauseated, which tells me there's a lot of energy going on. And then I kind of walked around to the other side and saw the plaque, and I'm like, oh, that's what it is. I mean, because it had a very weepy, upset energy around it, much more than the grassy knoll. But
you don't think that could be because of all the mourners going up there?
Well, no, that's what I figured it was.
Okay.
But it was very, very intense.
It was heavy.
It was very heavy.
What are you working on down in Houston, Pete? Anything?
I've got a case that I'm working with right now that is a poltergeist in nature, and we've been working that for the last 3 weeks.
Like a poltergeist, what's it doing?
I've got a gentleman that has been experiencing what looks like a large eye that was crying. Have had talked to him, interviewed him, and found out that there was a lot of family issues going on, and it seems like that he's projecting what's going on within the family outwards. So my last step.
A big eye.
And my
is
last.
Is that like an eyeball eye or the letter I?
It's like an eyeball eye.
Okay, just checking. So what about you, Wendell? Anything juicy coming up for you?
We've got a couple of ongoing investigations right now, but nothing really new. We have a couple of investigations that our previous clients that we keep in touch with and follow up on. And I think that kind of goes back more to we do a lot of counseling with people. So
more like warranty work.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if somebody wanted to get a hold of you guys, you know, if they're in the Dallas area or in the Houston area because they think they have some activity, other than I think they should come to the conference to get educated about what the nature of that whole experience is, but how would they get a hold of you?
LoneStarSpirits.org over here.
HauntedTexasOnline.com.
Well, JerryPippin.com.
And MetroplexParanormalInvestigations.com.
And how about your website?
Well, that would be SoulHealer.com. Yeah, okay. Oh, I get to plug myself, Jerry?
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
That's sort of about fair play. you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Now we just went to R.
So, I mean, we have a couple of minutes left. If somebody wanted to become a ghost hunter or, you know, do investigations, do you have any advice that you would like to share with them? You know, find a group, a good reputable group, or, you know, should they start their own group? Any insights for a wannabe ghost hunter?
I would tell them to read things on parapsychology. If they are in a specific field that you know, like anything technical, anything scientific,
learn all you can about what that does to deal with the atmosphere. And so, yeah, start well with that.
Wendell, 25 words or less.
Read all the theories that you possibly can and try to figure out the science behind what you're doing.
Great. Jerry, this has been too much fun.
Yes, it has been.
And
but
we're
the
out
time
of time.
Is gone.
It's gone. Again.
The clock on the wall. Oh, it's haunted. It just fell down.
Well, Jerry, we have to say goodbye. So
I've enjoyed it, Rita, and maybe we'll do this again.
And if they want to listen to this broadcast from you?
Yeah, they can hear it on iPodShows.net starting tomorrow.
Great. And I'm Dr. Rita Louise. This is Just Energy Radio. Until next week, be blessed. Oh, actually, next week's guest, hang on.
From JerryPippin.com.
We have Carol Barbeau talking about Saturn's 2.5-year cycle, and Raymond Francis talking about achieving optimal health. Gotta go. Till next month or next week, be blessed.
Join host Dr. Rita Louise each week at this time for Just Energy Radio. Point your browser to www.justenergyradio.com for more show information and to contact Dr. Rita. Until next time, remember, it's all just energy. 70 million Americans suffer from sleep deficit.